Sarah, good morning.
Good morning.
This time tomorrow, we might be digging ourselves out of an absolute monsoon.
That's right.
Wow, is there ever a lot of snow expected?
I'll say fall spring is over.
Yes.
Round two of winter.
Round
commence.
Two, here it yeah. comes back, full force. What do we got in our Country Music Insider today?
In a recent interview, Riley Green talked about Ella Langley's massive success, and this is what he had to say.
I feel like it's so tough for females to get to that level. You know, I mean, it seems like to get to like a Reba, Carrie Underwood level, it's like, and I remember when Lainey was really having that moment, you know, it was such a cool thing to watch because we were on tour with Luke Combs at the time. It's just exciting to see that something like that can happen kind of quickly for somebody. And I've always been such a big fan of Ella, and her being from Alabama in a small town like me, it's just, it's really cool to see that country music's working like it is, especially for her.
I think that's awesome. We should mm-hmm. celebrate when another artist gets all the
yeah.
way to the top. Yeah.
Blake Shelton recently opened up about his infamous mullet from back in the day. Here's what he did to finally try to get rid of it.
My first single came out with a video, and there I was with a mullet. There was a guy in Nashville that had a morning radio show. I'd be in my truck driving, and he would play my song. Oh, there's the worst new mullet in country music, you know. And so I started thinking, well, I got to do something about this. But I was stubborn enough that I thought, I'm not going to let them tell me to cut my mullet, but I will grow out the rest of my hair and just have all long hair, you know. So that way they didn't win. I didn't cut my mullet. I grew the rest of it out to go with it.
There we go. I like that. Sticking it to the man.
Right?
Saying, you know what? I'm keeping this mullet whether you like it or not.
Just a clever way around it.
Yeah.
Miranda Lambert isn't just stacking hits for herself. She's actually written some big songs for other country artists, too. Two of the most recent ones were Thought You Should Know for Morgan Wallen and Choosing Texas for Ella Langley.
Wow.
Turns out some of country music's biggest tracks have her name behind the scenes.
Well, there you go.
Luke Combs has always been a Carolina Panthers fan, but he just posted a photo of himself wearing a Jacksonville Jaguars hat.
Mm.
And so now Panther fans are obviously not too happy with him.
Of course not. Of yep. course not. But maybe he's got a tour or something going around there.
I would suspect
that
so.
That would be probably yep. why, yeah.
And Memphis Grizzlies guard Cam Spencer says his teammates kick him off the aux cord when he plays country music in the locker room.
Oh, no.
He says if he turns on country, it usually doesn't last long.
Oh.
Poor guy.
Well, they'll come around eventually.
It's true. We all do.
Everybody
yeah.
does.
Yep.
There you go. That's our Country Music Insider today.